Pierre Lumumba here at the African Heritage House in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya. And the subject that we want to talk about today is Africa water resources. We take it for granted that perhaps water is one of the most important things in human life. Without water, there is no life. And Africa continues to experience problems with potable water across the continent. And this is a paradox and an irony at once, because Africa has at least 29 water basins across the continent. The question, therefore, is why is it that we are not using this water as effectively as it should be? And why is the water not serving us as it should in different areas? I know, for example, that a lot of work has been done to ensure that this water is used partly for generation of electricity, and that is how you see in the Volta Basin, where you have the dams that generates electricity in the Volta area. We have the Kainji Dam, and we have different dams, Kariba Dam down in the south. We have the Grand Inga Dam, which has never been fully processed. We have the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which is a source of conflict between Ethiopia and Egypt on the basis of the 1929 and 1959 Egyptian agreements with the British. This is for generation of power, which would be useful for purposes of lighting the continent of Africa and therefore powering our industries. But we also have a problem just with drinking water. And this sometimes is something that surprises with so much in terms of water resource. Why is it that we have not been able to supply water to homes, to villages? Why is it that in areas such as the Chad Basin, why is it that water continues to be a problem? And the question is underutilization of these water resources, because our governments are not setting enough funds for purposes of piping this water. I remember in the 1980s and 1990s, Muammar al-Gaddafi even tried to pipe water from the aquifers of the Sahara Desert in order to supply clean water to the people in Libya. I know, for example, as I speak right now, during the ongoing war in Sudan, people are clearing forests along the Blue Nile because they have a problem not only with access to water, but clean water. They are cutting down timber so that they can boil water, which is becoming unfit for human consumption by the day. The question, therefore, is how are we using our water resources for purposes of our economic benefit? I've already adverted to the use of water for the generation of electricity, but I can also talk about something else. How are we using our water and water bodies for the purposes of fishing and fishery? And when one talks about water in that context, one is also talking about the oceans. How are we using the waters of the Indian Ocean? How are we using our exclusive economic zone and territorial waters, not only for purposes of navigation, but for purposes of ensuring that we derive the benefits, whether by offshore mining or by harvesting the resources to be found in those areas? What are we doing with the Mediterranean Sea? Are we using the waters of the Mediterranean Sea for our benefit and for purposes of fishery? How are we using our waters in the Atlantic Ocean for our benefit? So that is water as a possible source of food for our people. Are we keeping our rivers, our lakes clean? Right now, if you go to what was called by the British Lake Victoria, but which we in Africa call Lolwe or Narubare or Nyanza, you find that the waters are getting dirtier by the day. particularly with the advent of water hyacinth, with the consequence that fish production is reducing by the day. And people may not know, African countries, including Kenya and others, are importing fish from China. This is itself a statement that we are not using our waters effectively. The third use of water is simply for purposes of transportation. If we go down to South Africa and we look at the Zambezi and the Limpopo, how are we using the Zambezi and the Limpopo for purposes of production of food and also for purposes of transportation? I know that the Kariba and the Mosiotunya Falls, sometimes known as the Victoria Falls, is a great tourist attraction. What are we doing in the Ruvuma in Tanzania? What are we doing in that regard? Once again, one sees a continent that is so very much blessed with water resources, and we are not using those water resources as effectively and as economically as we ought to do. And when I say economically, perhaps let me explain myself, using them for economic benefit, so that the word economically is not the right one, is for economic benefit. And I'm suggesting that because of the nature of these water bodies and the transboundary character of these water basins, it is important that we ask ourselves how we are going to safeguard them. The Lake Victoria Basin, how are we using it for the benefit of all the members? How are we ensuring that the Ethiopians can build the Grand Renaissance Dam and the Egyptians are not quarreling about it? How can we ensure that Lake Tanganyika is beneficial to the country of the United Republic of Tanzania and also beneficial to Burundi? How are we going to ensure that Lake Malawi is beneficial for both Malawi and Tanzania? How are we going to ensure that the Tana River benefits all the rivers, all the riparian countries around that area? These things remind us that it is important for African countries to have a comprehensive approach to the use of these water resources. And when you go to the Chadian Basin, we now know that Lake Chad has, in the last 10 or so years, shrunk by as much as 60%. How are we going to ensure that we don't allow an important lake such as Chad to shrink and therefore to affect the communities? And when we talk about the communities in that area, we are talking about fishermen, we are talking about pastoralists. We are also saying, how are we going to use our other economic activities in a manner that does not affect the quality of water? It is important that Africa and African scholars and African peoples now take a deliberate effort to ensure that our water resources are used, and I dare say, without being an economic expert, without being an hydrologist, that if we manage our water resources well, it will contribute anything between 10 and 15% to our GDPs and will create jobs, will ensure food security, because we can also use our waters for purposes of irrigation so that we don't depend on rain-fed agriculture. It is also now recognized that there is technology that allows us to use the waves in the lakes, the waves in the oceans, and indeed the waves in the rivers for power generation for purposes of lighting our homes. All these things can be done, but they can only be done if we move to harmonize the laws and the treaties and the protocols which abound in terms of the use of inland waters and of course the oceans, to name Atlantic, Indian, and the Mediterranean Sea. And if we do so effectively, then I believe that the continent of Africa is going to earn the dividends. Lastly, I think it is important for Africa not to delimit their thinking, particularly the political class. that we must be bound by colonial treaties and colonial protocols. And I look forward particularly to the conflict between Egypt and Ethiopia regarding the Grand Renaissance Dam, that conflict is going to be resolved and each of the riparian countries is going to ensure that the use of the water is of mutual benefit to the continent of Africa. In the Senegal area, the Senegal-Gambia River, of course, is being used for transportation, but I hold the view that it could be used a lot more effectively. In the Mano River, I believe that the Mano River can also use it effectively, so that in a nutshell, one is saying that we have a unique opportunity once again, and I say this ad nauseam, under our Grand Agenda 2063. Because that Grand Agenda says, let us use all our resources, natural and otherwise. And what is more natural than our rivers? What is more natural than our lakes? What is more natural than our wetlands? What is more natural than our oceans? Used to good effect, this continent could reap the economic dividends for the benefit of our sons and daughters. And that must be our target as we look at our water bodies and water resources. Brothers and sisters, we continue to discuss the continent of Africa from diverse dimensions, but we must take a break and say our goodbyes in the knowledge that we'll be coming back to continue the conversation. Thank you very much.